good summer. Baruch Hashem, we're back here to start another season of the Reiteira on the Parashah. This week's Parashah is Parashah Kiseitze. Kiseitze la melchama al yivecha, and you will go out to war against your enemies. The son Hashem will kech up yodecha, and Hashem will give your enemy into your hands, v'shavisa shivya, and you will take his captives. So the pasuk starts with oyvecha loshen rabim, your enemies. When his son Hashem will kech up yodecha, Hashem will place him in your hands, loshen yochid. Why did the Torah start with the loshen rabim and finish off with the loshen yochid? Rav Shishiva, Rav Gifted Zatzal said, it says in the Sforim, it says in the Medrash, that this Muhammad, he says to our Muhammad Ali Zecha, is a remez to the Eitzahara. Our bigger enemy in the Bria is the Eitzahara. So he says to our Muhammad Ali Zecha, is going against the Eitzahara. This is the Mechemes HaYetzer. All Averis, all actions that take us away from Hashem, they all stem from the Eitzahara. But the Eitzahara has many different faces, many different forms, and he comes in different ways. He takes off one baguette and puts on a different baguette, takes off one disguise, he puts on another disguise, and all of this is for the purpose to trap a person in his snare, in his trap. As I'll say in the Sechta Sukkah, Daphnin Beis on an olive, that the Eitzahara has seven names. Why does he have seven names? Because he comes in different forms. Each one of these names represents a different form. When Yaakov Avinu asked the Sar Shalaisa what his name is, so the Sar Shalaisa answered, what was that Sisha Lishmi? Rashi says over there, how is Shemus Yesh? We have a lot of names. Why ask my name? What was the chat in this conversation? Yaakov Avinu wanted to know the key nekuda, the key characteristic of the Sar Shalaisov who represents the Eitzahara. Because he wanted to give over to his children the Kayach of the Eitzahara, and how exactly he could fight against him and conquer him. But that the Eitzahara said, there's no one way of conquering over me, because I come in different forms. How they Shemus Yesh? I have many different names. And if you figure out how to conquer me in this generation, I'll come back in a different generation, in a different form, and then you're not going to know how to conquer me. Yitzhar has many different forms. There was a time in the Tkuf of Klal Yisrael that the Yitzhar that captured the hearts of the Bnei Yisrael was Avodah Zarah. Tremendous, tremendous Yitzhar, which we don't have a hasog in. So the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, they fasted, and they were mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mavatel, the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah, came the beginning of Bayis Sheni, and the new Yitzhar made its appearance, and that's the appearance of the Yitzhar of Apikursus. Apikursus is the exact opposite of the Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means a person wants to be mishabed himself. He wants to subjugate himself to some foreign force. Apikursus is the exact opposite. Everything is hefker. Nothing goes, I have no shibudim to anybody. Much like we see in today's generation, that there's a sense of hefkerus. There was a time that communism captured the hearts of many people, even Yidden Rachman Olitzlan. Then afterwards that became bottle. And then you had Zionism that captured the hearts of many people, and now that's bottle. And you have materialism. And Bizman Hazel, you have the Yitzhara of modern technology, which is wreaking havoc in Klal Yisrael. So there's many different forms of the Eitzahara. To a person that looks like these are very different forces, there's a new movement in this generation, and there's a new movement in that generation, but the emesis, it all comes from one marker. It's all different forms of the Eitzahara. That's why the Torah tells us over here, Yiseitzei la'molchoma aloyzecha, plural. You will go out against many enemies, and you will think that this is one movement, and that's another movement, and that's another movement. But Hashem is telling you it all comes from one force. When the son of Hashem will kecha biyodecha, he will place him in your hand. It's that very same force. Communism stems from the Eitzahara. Materialism stems from the Eitzahara. modern technology is all a plot of the Yetzer Hara. And if you realize that, it brings no good. This is not a new movement of one generation and another progressive movement of another generation. It all stems from one marker. And if you're aware it all stems from the Yetzer Hara, then you'll be able to fight it better and be on the lookout and be aware and not let yourself be trapped by the Yetzer Hara. The Pasuk says, this Yiel Ish, Ben Seirer Umayrin. The person will have a wayward son, a rebellious son, a Nener Shemea, the Koil Ovel, the Koil Ima. He doesn't listen to the voice of his father and the voice of his mother. So the father and mother bring him, the Amor of Zikneiroi, Bonenu Zev Seirer Umayrin. Our son, this son is wayward and rebellious, a Nener Shemea, the Koil Ovel. Zoyel the Seive. He's a glutton and he's a drunkard. So it says, "Rukamuan kolan sheiri va'avonim." They should pelt him with stones and mace. Will be out to haram kibecha. You should destroy the band from within you. The chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro. There's a gemara in the Sechta Sanhedrin of Ein Aleph. Amar of Shimon. The chinat neishach was said tamitur baser. Just because he ate a large amount of meat. And he drank a half a lug of Italian wine. So other than him and Piccino, he said, what's up, boy? They take him to bed and to stone him. Like, well, what's so terrible? It's not Terecheres. It's gluttonous. But for that, he gets Nisa. Ella's up for Shimon. Loy Hoya, Loy Osid Nias. And then Sayyidu Moira, it never happened and it never will be. The woman Nichta, why then was it written? Droish v'tabel schar. Dives in the parasha and gets schar for it. But it never happened. It's not what nice. Omer of Yainasin said, Aniri Yisif, I saw Ben Sayyidu Meira, the Yershafi al Kivra, and I sat on his grave. Then the Gemara continues. Ir Hanidachas, the city where most of them served Abay Dezara, Loi Hoysa v'loi Asidu Li'iyay. It never was and it never will be. The Lama Nichta was, so why was the parish written? Droish Rekabel Schar. To darshan it and get Schar. Omer of Yainas. Aniri Yisir, I saw near Hanidachas. V'yoshafti Altiwa. I sat on the mound of the destroyed near Hanidachas. So the Chayre, if you look at this Gemara at first glance, it looks like a machloikis in Mitzias. Reb Shimon says, there was never such a thing as a Ben Sayyidu Rumeira. Never existed and never will be. Yainasin says, yes, there was. And I sat by his gather. There was never such a thing as an ear any darkness and never will be. Yainasin says, yes, there was. And I sat by the gather. If you learn a simple shot that it's about Leukas and Messias, it is quite a coincidence that Yainasin happened to be the same person that by chance he was by the kever of the Ben Seir of Meir, and he was also in the mound of an Irani Dachas. Whereas Reb Shimon said they both never existed. What are you talking about? I was there. So it's a pretty good coincidence, and it's highly unlikely that one person should experience both of these things. That's number one, which you have to understand. Number two, why indeed would the Torah write a parsha that's not the Gael Amaisa? Because I'll say that both the father and mother have to have the same exact voice, and the Ben Sayyidu Meira has to eat a tremendous amount of meat and drink a tremendous amount of wine. So why the kind of write a parasha that's not Megala Mice? So the Chasam Sofer says in the Chudish the Kipshat here. He says, Rabbi Bechaya gave us a little bit of a hint to what went on over here with Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Bechaya says that when Rabbi Yonasan said, I saw Ben Sayyidu Meira, he doesn't literally mean a full-fledged Ben Sayyidu Meira that the Torah and Chazal speak about. It was similar to a Ben Sayyidu Meira, like Avshalom, the son of David. He wasn't Mamish a Ben Sayyidu Meira, but he rebelled, and he caused tremendous havoc in Klal Yisrael. That's a little bit of a hint that Rabbeinu Bechaya gives us. Zok Tachsan Sofer Mechudish de Kipshat. Rav Yonasan does not argue with Rav Shimon at all. Either of them. Rav Yonasan is bringing a raya to what Rav Shimon is saying. He says, this is a pshat Rav Shimon. I'm faithful in pshat Rav Shimon. Everybody agrees that the Ben Sayyidu Meira never really existed. But why not? Why Taka didn't exist? not nostalgia that the Torah would be machayev a father and a mother to bring their son for this. Because even though the Hasecha would make sense to kill him, as another man says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because the Torah looked at the future, and if this fellow goes after his tithes, he becomes addicted to the Yetzirah, sorry for the last in his Abriyot, he's going to rob from people and kill, he's going to cause tremendous acid in the Priya. Then I say, well, it makes sense that this should be a passion of Ben Sayre later. But the problem is that society is not ready to carry out such a thing. You know why? Society does not have total emun in the Torah. Imagine they bring a young boy to Boston, and they're going to kill him. Why are they killing him? What did he do wrong? Well, he ate a lot of meat. For that, they're killing him. For that, they're killing him. Well, he also drank a lot of wine. What? The guy's an innocent boy. He hasn't lived his life yet. Maybe he'll mature. Maybe he'll grow up. You're giving him Misa right now because he's acting like a child. He is a child. He's a young boy. And people will not accept that which the Torah does. People are going to say the Torah is full of Achzarias because people do not look down the line. The tendency of people is just to see what's in front of them right now. The emphasis is the Torah saw the future. The Torah saw sight for the last in the Tavriyos. He's going to cause tremendous deficit, and really it should be like that. But the reason why it's not like that is because people would say the Torah is full of Achzarias and will cause a tremendous Chilul Hashem. So therefore, the Torah tells us the Parsha Ben Sayre Meir. This is really the way it should be. But in actuality, the Torah gives these way-out conditions. Both the father and mother have to have the same coil. The son has to eat a tremendous amount of meat and drink a tremendous amount of wine so that it shouldn't be lamaise. What's going to happen at the very end? The same over is you have a teenager that's about taiva gadol. The end of the taka seems to have to. If nobody curbed them with a kula, the end of the taka is going to be blasted in the sabriyas. That's what Rav Yonasan said. Rav Simon said, "Loi hayu loi nivra." And why was it loi hayu loi nivra? It really should have been. Because sorry for the last of the sabriyas, but loi hayu loi nivra, why? Because the Briyas don't understand it. They're not ready for it. They're going to say, "Oh, it's Achzarias, what are you doing? It will cause a Chilul Hashem." It's only lachem ha'maisi years down the road when they see what happened with this kid that became mamish, a bandit that causes trouble. And then in hindsight, they say, "Oh, you know what? Maybe Taki would have been better with a kula to get rid of." Dr. Yainison, Rav Shimon is right. I, Taki, saw such a thing. I saw someone that was like a Ben Sayre Meir. He was about tithe as a kid. And what happened at the end? Nobody did anything because the passion of Ben Sayre Meir doesn't apply. And the end result was he caused people problems. At the end was he killed, and he got killed because of that. Because I also saw near on Yidachas, what was he referring to? The land of Shomron, the land of the Aseres HaShvatim, that became totally desolate. If there would have been a din of near on Yidachas L'maisa, if one city would have been over as Yidazara, they would have wiped it out, so then everybody else would have learned the lesson, and then Shomron, the Aseres HaShvatim, might still have a keel. He says, but I saw Shomron, it's totally desolate. I stood by the pile of the destruction of all of those cities. If there would have been an Eretz Yisrael, the people would have the Muna and the Torah. There would have been an Eretz Yisrael, it would have been enforced, and that would have prevented the other cities from being even up by Nazara. Unfortunately, the regular Briyas are not ready for that. And that's why the Torah gave all kinds of conditions to prevent it from happening. But the lesson is, that if a fellow's about time, at the end is going to be safe for the last time it's every year. The Shantik Sam Sefer, we have to take a lesson. This Grace Lakabal Scar. We have to have Muna in the Torah. And even if we don't understand the ways of the Torah, we have to realize, Kikudei Hashem Yeshar and Nisam Chelei, that the mitzvahs of the Torah, even if to us it seems Achzori is this, but the emissary is keeping the Torah brings Simcha. And Lehebba, if we don't have a moon in the Torah, that is the thing that causes death. The reason why there is no such thing as a Ben Sayre Meir is because people would not accept it. It's our weakness. If things would be perfect, there would have been such a halach, and it would prevent a lot of heartache later on. Yisivna Bayis Chodesh, if you build a new house, you should build a fence around the roof to prevent people from falling off. So, Rashi, that this person comes right after Shiluah HaKeh. Shiluach HaKeim, the end will be you'll build a house, and you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ma'ake. The Mitzvah Goyer is Mitzvah. The Mitzvah Shiluach HaKeim is Goyer, it brings along with it another Mitzvah of Ma'ake. And then, it says the Mitzvah of Kerem the Soda, you can have a Kerem in a field, which is a Kerem of the Lion, you can end up with more Mitzvahs that you can keep. They have to understand what is the connection between the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKeim and Kisivna Bayis Chodesh. Okay, Mitzvah Gereris Mitzvah, but what's happened is Shiluach HaKeim brings the Mitzvah of Bayis Chodesh. So I once heard a very beautiful shot. You're doing this, a big shayla. Is there a Mitzvah Shiluach HaKeim if you don't need the children? If you don't need the babies? Is there Stama Mitzvah to send away the mother and take the children aside, even if you don't need them? Thomas Yor declares the shayla. Everyone would think if you don't need the children for your use, it's Amzorius to send the mother away. Why in the world would there be a mitzvah? So they quote the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person's Mekayim the mitzvah Shiluach HaKeim, he sends the mother away and he empties out the nest of the children. The bird flies around and around and around, and it flies back again over the nest. And it sees that its nest is empty, its children are not there. So the bird starts crying, and it says, my nest is empty, my nest is empty. My children have left my nest is empty. And the voice of the bird goes up to Shamayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears the voice of the bird saying, my nest is empty. My nest is empty. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers, my nest is also empty. My nest Yerushalayim, my nest of Makom HaMikdash has been emptied of his children. And this is Ma'ir Rachma by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it leads to bringing the Binyan Beis HaMikdash closer. So even if you're not going to take the children, there's Svarim that say there's a Tehillah in the essence of sending the mother away and taking the children out of the nest, because that's Ma'ir Rachma Shamayim to build the Beis HaMikdash. So see that Zohar HaKadosh, it comes at very good the connection between Shiluach HaKeim and Kisivna Bayis Chodesh. Because by us being Mekayim Shiluach HaKeim, we're being Meir Rachmei Shemayim, that the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt, the Beis HaMikdash, Sai the Beis HaMikdash Shal Mayla, and Sai the Beis HaMikdash Shal Mata, that's the home where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his Shlina. So Mida Kenegit Mida, if we do things to be Mekar of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is the place of the dwelling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Kenegit Mida, we will be Zoichet to a Bayis Chodesh of our own, where we will be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Onkisa Ma'at Elagagah. There's another Ha'orah over here on the Lashon of Chazal. In Kiyamta Mitzvah Shiluach HaKeim, Soifech Livnes Bayis Chodesh, Utekayim Mitzvah Ma'akeh, Shemitzvah Gereres Mitzvah. And then, V'takia L'kerem V'sodeh, you're going to buy a vineyard in a field, and then you'll be zeichet to the mitzvahs of the kerem in a field, which is rekam v'koklayim, v'sachrish v'shor v'chamor yasta. So the mashgiach of Klesk, Rav Yosef Leib Menedik, Zeketanik Levrache, he said the lesson of Chazal is a little bit strange. Generally, a person buys a house because he needs a place to live. No, he needs a place to live, so the Torah said, but you can't buy a house and live in a house unless you make a fence around your roof. And from Chazal over here, it sounds just the opposite. Hashem will give you a house to be a kind of mitzvah ma'akeh. Well, Hashem gives a house to live in. It happens to be that there's a mitzvah in the house. But to say that Hashem is going to give you a house only for the mitzvah ma'akeh, it seems a little bit strange. Same thing with Karen the Sodom. If someone needs to carry the son of his parnassus, it happens to be that the certain mitzvah is tied to it. And here Chazal say, Lapach, Hashem is going to give you the mitzvah, because mitzvah gerer is mitzvah, and agav, you'll be zeichet to the carrying of the son. Now, what's the pshat? Shazokt, Rav he says that Chazal's teaching is the right way to look at things. The Yudua, the Zohar HaKadosh, and Parshas Truma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is takel b'hiraisa u'bora alba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and he created the world, which means the Torah is the blueprint for the Bria. The Torah is the aside of the entire Bria. The way we regular picture, a regular person pictures it, is Hashem created a world for us to live in. And Adam, he gave us a Torah to guide us how to live. No, it's just the opposite. Hashem created the Torah, and that's the Yikr. Alamar, Hashem created animals. So the way we look at it is, he created animals for us to use. And Adam is a mitzvah of bringing kibbutz. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is takaboy raisa. And since the Torah says there's a mitzvah of kibbutz, he created animals because of that. Adam, we also get to use animals. But the Iker, Bria of the animals is, because what it says in the Torah, to bring kibbutz. There's a mitzvah of kibbutz of Bikha Vesimach. So the way we look at it is, there's a father and mother in the Bria, and the Torah gave a mitzvah pertaining to the father and the mother. It's just the opposite. The Torah says, Kavinus of Bikha Vesimach. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mitzvah of the father and the mother to take care of the child. Because the Torah has a mitzvah of Kavinus of Bikha Vesimach. Now, in Ela, you know, we get a physical pleasure that the father and the mother take care of them. So he says that's the same thing, the same side over here. The way we look at it is, we're given a house to live in. The Agav is a mitzvah. Nay. The Torah is telling us over here, you're given the house because of the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about Raisa Bar Alma. Vosisa Ma'akil Agangecha. To the neighbor, you get a house. There has to be a mitzvah for being kind of a house in order to be the kind of mitzvah. Agav, Hashem gave us our needs to encourage us to buy the house. But the Iker of the Bria of a house is to be the kind of Vosisa Ma'akil Agangecha. Same thing with the Karen of the Sultan. The way we look at it is, Karen the Sultan was created for our Pandas. The Agav, there's certain mitzvahs tied to it. Nay! The Torah says the mitzvah is Rekamach HaKalayim. And when Sachar Shorba Kamar Yachda. Because of that, there's a mitzvah of ownership of the field. So to encourage us to get the field to be Mekayim the mitzvah, we have certain needs to be able to do that. We have a need of Parnassah to encourage us to get the field. But the Seder HaDvarim is the mitzvah is the Iker, and Agav comes the field. The Pasuk goes on to say, you should not plow with the shor and a chamor together. So the Baal HaTurim brings down sachrosh beis b'maseilu. We find twice in Tanakh the word sachrosh. Here it says lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamor, and it says in a pasuk in Mishlei Kapitel Gimel Pasuk Chavtes, al tachrosh al reyecho roh. Do not plot bad things against your friend. So usually it's your dua that when you have such a thing, that you find in two places the same thing, there's a connection between the two. What is the connection between Lo Yisachris B'Shor V'Achamor Yachdov and that that it says in Mishlei, do not plot something bad, or don't think something bad against your friend? The Baal HaTurim says that the second pasuk explains the reason for Lo Yisachris B'Shor V'Achamor Yachdov. It's your dua. One of the reasons why you're not supposed to plow with the shor and the chamor together is because the shor is malei yeret. As a simon of pasture, as it chews its cud, it's constantly chewing the same thing over and over again, and it spits it out and chews it again and again. The chamor is not malei yeret. So to the chamor, it looks like the shor is busy eating and eating and eating and eating, and meanwhile the chamor has nothing to eat. And the neighbor gives the chamor tzar, and the chamor thinks badly, like he wants to get back at the shor. So the neighbor asks the shor over here, "Why sat with the shor of a chamor yachda? Do not plow with the shor of a chamor together. Why? Because the reason is al kachus al reyecha ro. This will be gairim that the chamor will want to get back at the shor because the chamor is angry that the shor is constantly eating and the chamor is not. So therefore, keep them separate, keep them apart. So we learn to bow out to it." I saw another beautiful chat in the Sefer Kol Yechiel. He brings down the same Sefer Shilav HaMesoiris, a Sefer that deals with all of the Mesoiris of the Baal HaTurim. And he learns a different chat and the connection between the two Pshukim. The Maharal writes in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael that he was asked by one of the Chachmei Umas Olam, how is it possible for the Bnei Yisrael to be an exalted nation and to reach a high madrega, and to be zeichet to dveikus in the Borei Olam, if they're busy with very mundane things. They're busy with oxen and chamayim. Machle poro b'chamor, shor shenoga kasapora. They're busy busy with these kind of awareness, this keshar, when you're busy with animals, how can you reach a high madrega or ruchnius if you're busy with the mundane animals? So the Maral said that when the Yid learns dinim of shor v'chamor, he doesn't get tied to the shor v'chamor lehepach. He gets tied to the Bairi Olam that told him these halachas. He gets tied to the Nisein HaTeira. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Teira of Shor Shenogach as HaPara, or Shor Shenogach Da'al-Zehei, or HaMachu Paro B'Chamar, we are tied to the source of these halachas. We don't get involved with the Shor B'Chamar itself. We want to know, what are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding the Shor B'Chamar? With these animals, it's Nizgala. The Ratzon HaBayrei. This is also Nichlul, and what we said just a minute ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tackled by Raisu Bara Alba. The chelik of the Messias of Ashur Goring is, because it says in the Torah of the Dinim of Shar, the Melach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Messias of Ashur Shinami Hazapar. But we're tying ourselves to the Torah, we're tying ourselves to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're tying ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kvaydu B'Asmei. And the Mela, we don't get caught up with the Shor V'Chamor, Adrab, it elevates us. That's the shot over here. But Yisachus B'Shor V'Chamor Yachdov. We find another pasuk of what Yisachus means. Don't think about your friend bad. Don't think something bad. Yisachus is a lesson of thinking. That's what the remez is over here. Yisachus B'Shor V'Chamor. When you learn the dinim of Shor V'Chamor, don't think about the Shor V'Chamor. Don't get yourself involved in the Shor V'Chamor. You have to have a higher vision of what's going on over here. Your vision has to be, you're learning the word of Hashem. It happens to be that the Rosh and Hashem is Niskayim and is Galut through Shor V'Chamor. You shouldn't think that the Iker is the Shor V'Chamor. You have to think that the Iker is listening to the word of Hashem. A good Shabbos, everybody.
I got the shot.